Yeah, so what you say is, look, you can look at some other examples around the NFL current. The kid we just played this last week, the returner from Miami, he was a kid who was a rookie last year who had issues putting the ball on the ground. Vance actually saw that firsthand. He was there. And so they had to back off on him. They had to set him down for a minute. And so it happens. It's not an unusual phenomenon for a rookie punt returner to be to have issues like that his first year. So I think for Zaya, it's a learning experience. Now he knows what kind of pressure he can be under in that position. Now he knows what's expected of him and what level he has to play at in order to be successful as a punt returner in this league. So it can only be a learning experience for Zaya, and he's got to take it. He's got to take it like that. He can't get down on himself, and he can't be bitter. He's got to take it as a challenge and as an awakening, in a sense. So he'll react positively. I know he will.
Talking to him about guys like that, are you showing him tape of guys like that to show him what's different, or how's the teaching go?
Yeah, so the teaching process is, first of all, understand what you did wrong. Understand what the mistake is. And then we talk about what the solution is. So, yeah, you show him the tape of himself, and then you show him tape of examples of guys doing it correctly. And then he puts that together. You try to create those situations in practice, but it's very difficult because, you know, again, he had a really good 2 weeks of catching the ball, making good decisions in practice, but then you get into the game, and it's a whole other animal. I mean, you got to be able to translate the work done in practice to the game field. That's the biggest challenge for guys.
What is your unit doing well right now that you think, and what do they need to improve on? How would you evaluate kind of that?
Yeah, so I think at this point in the season, with our record being what it is, going into the fourth quarter, and having only won 3 games, I think the thing you look at most is our guys playing with effort still. That's the biggest challenge for a team right now. Biggest challenge for Vance right now is, hey, can I get my guys to come out and play 100% every day and practice that way? And they do. They do. I can honestly say that, at least from a special team standpoint, I could tell you right now, I could look you in the eye and say, yes, my guys are playing hard. They're practicing hard. They're meeting extra. I'm late to this right now because we were just meeting extra. Guys are they're into it. They're dialed in still. And that's a sign of a good pro. And that's a reflection of Vance. You know, he's a galvanizing guy. He brought everybody together, you know, in this tough time, and we're moving forward as a team. So it's good. It's positive in that sense.
What'd you see on the block?
Phil, on any given block punt in the NFL, there are always multiple breakdowns, and be it a poor snap that pulls the punter into the path of the block, be it a fundamental breakdown on the front line, op time, all that kind of stuff. And so that our situation was no exception to that. We had multiple breakdowns, and we knew that Miami was a good rush team, and we worked hard against it all week. We just didn't execute that one. We didn't execute it. We came back the next play. They ran the same block the next one, and we stoned them. We did a good job on it. So we had an execution breakdown there. That's what happened.
Onside kick-wise, how do you think Brandon hit it, and what was going on with the delay of game that happened there?
Yeah, so B-Mac knows he's got to make a better kick right there. It was too deep. It was an onside kick. The ideal onside kick lands at about 12 yards. Had it done that, we'd have been in a really good position to make a play on the ball. But it ended up going, you know, 15 or 16 yards into the guy's hands. And then on the delay of game, we're still waiting to hear back from the office, the NFL office. They're usually good about getting back to us, but they haven't gotten back to us yet about that because we timed it on the broadcast. And you should get 25 seconds. We only got 17 between the two whistles. When the ready for play whistle was blown, the refs were still on the field, in fact, and Miami was still subbing. So it was kind of a chaotic moment right there. But B-Mac was right when he was getting mad. You know, he was yelling at the ump on the field, hey, man, we need more time. We only got 17 seconds. So he was correct when we went back and looked at it.
And then on their onside kick, was that just a situation of that's not something you're expecting at that moment?
No, you certainly don't. I mean, you're always ready for it. In fact, our guys were in position. We have to attack the ball there. We have to do a much better job attacking the ball and not hesitating. But with the score like that, you know, hey, it can happen any time. This is the NFL. I mean, guys want to stick a dagger in your heart. You know, they'll do that. And so you got to be ready for it.
What do the Jets do well? You have to be ready for this weekend.
Well, first of all, they have a really good coordinator. I respect the heck out of him. A guy named Brant Boyer, young guy. He's doing a good job out there. They're fast. They're aggressive. They have a really good returner, a young guy named JoJo Natson, who's a 4-2 guy, fast burner. So we have to cover well. We have to be smart with our kicks and our punts. We have to manage those and make sure that we do everything we can to try to eliminate him from getting big returns on us. That's the bottom line. And obviously, we have to execute on our punt, both protection and coverage.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you, guys.